WROCAM, WBEE HD2, and W239BF Rochester. The sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM
939. Or visit plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle on Westwood One Sports.
Hey-o! Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. I got PJ Glasser with me tonight. He's in for Brad Evans. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. Hour number four of this Friday night get-together starts right now. You can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You can watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight. And you can listen to the program on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, Sirius XM, Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliate text line to join the show. Any in-game commentary, thoughts, predictions that you have on the NBA Finals, the Knicks and the Spurs, you can join the show at 310-840-4910. You can call, you can text 310-840-4910. All righty. Not a bad start. The Knicks are down, but we're treating this like our Finals watch party here. So PJ and I will have all the in-game reaction, in-game analysis, breaking it down for you, and BetMGM players will receive an NBA Finals odds boost token. To use the token, add a wager made up of NBA playoffs bets to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win your wager that was made with the token, you will receive extra winnings and unrestricted bonus dollars. All right, PJ, it's Spurs 20, Knicks 16, 4:49 to go in the first quarter. It's been a high-scoring first quarter here, and the Spurs are led by none other than Julian Champagne, who is on a heater once again to start this game. 8 points and 2 rebounds. He's 2 for 2 from deep, and he's also hit a couple of free throws. Dylan Harper off the bench, an immediate spark. Again, 4 points and a rebound for San Antonio. Wemby, only 2 points and 1 rebound. He's only taken 2 shots. De'Aaron Fox, 0 points for the Spurs. Meanwhile, for the Knicks, the Brunson burner. Jalen Brunson is hot to start this game, picking up where he left off in the fourth. He's got 8 points on 2 of 5 shooting. Karl Anthony Towns has 3 points and 3 rebounds, and OG Anunoby's got 5 points and a rebound. But again, the Spurs lead it 20-16. And PJ, after I knew that the Spurs would come out firing and, you know, giving the Knicks their best punch, I got to be honest, I'm pretty confident that the Knicks have really not trailed by more than a couple of points here in the first quarter, and they look like they are taking the pace and the tempo to San Antonio, as Karl Anthony Towns with a tough finish for a 2, and the Knicks are making this an up-tempo game. And honestly, I think that suits them.
I agree. And these are some big minutes, Pat, right here for the Spurs with Cornette in the game, with Wemby out of the game. Cat just saw that one-on-one matchup. I'm sure his eyes lit up. If I were Brunson in the Knicks, I'd go right back to that. Looks like they're getting in the pick and roll. They just drew a foul on Cornette. So that was one thing San Antonio did a really good job of in that Thunder series. When Wemby went to the bench, they were able to withstand those minutes because, as we know, Chet was just a disaster for Oklahoma City. That's just not the case when you're going up against New York and when you're going up against a big man as talented as Cat. So it's gonna be big here for San Antonio to play well with Wemby when he gets his breathers. But you said it, Pat. It's a great observation. San Antonio's come out. They hit him with a couple of punches. But the Knicks right now are weathering the storm, and they're only down 2. They got a chance to tie or take the lead here on this possession. So if you're a Knicks fan, you got to be feeling good with kind of how this game is playing. Like you said, the pace at which it's being played. They've had a couple of shots rim out too. So they pretty easily could be winning this game right now.
Yeah, you know what part of the game this is, by the way? This is the F Jalen Brunson up portion of the game. I mean, Luke Cornette, a possession ago, as De'Aaron Fox hits a bucket. Luke Kornet comes off of a, you know, the Knicks run a pick and roll, and Luke Kornet gets around it and basically just crashes into Brunson. Like, I know Luke Kornet is a little bit more nimble of foot than he just looked like. That's an obvious, all right, I'll take a foul here if it means I knock Brunson on his ass and maybe he rolls his ankle or maybe who knows. And look, it's part of the game. It wasn't a dirty foul, but it was certainly an intentional foul. And they brought Carter Bryant in to basically try to harass Brunson. They're double teaming him as soon as he crosses half court. I thought maybe we would see the Spurs do what the Pacers did last year, and that's pick Brunson up 94 feet. Instead, what they're doing, it's an immediate double team as soon as he gets to center court, you know, to the half court logo. And they were trying to force some double teams. And now what they're doing, now they're doing Hakimich. Now they're fouling Mitchell Robinson Hakimich on purpose. And Mitchell Robinson makes the first. Let's go. Let's go.
There you go. You know, what if this broken pinky actually turns him into like a really good free throw shooter, Pat? What happens then? Does he just play with the bandages on his hands from now on? But it's so funny when you do a Hakimich, the percentages tell you that he's going to miss more often than he's going to make. But when he does make it, Pat, it almost feels like even when he goes 1 for 2, it feels like he goes 2 for 2 because it's such a surprise that he made the free throw. So again, even though you only get 1 point on the trip, it's kind of a mini win if you know, even Mitch is able to just make 1 free throw for you.
Is it because you'd have to get, you know, if he gets 1 a trip, that's 3 points in 3 trips. That's not very good.
Yeah.
It's and he went not, 1 out
but
of 2.
Then the fouls start to rack up a little bit. And I also don't love it for the Knicks too, because as we talked about, the pace is in their favor. So the Hakimich obviously slows it down a little bit as well, but they're going right back to it. And I don't think you can blame them.
Yeah, of course they are, because the Knicks are in the bonus and Mitchell Robinson's on the floor. So they're going to do it every time. And they're showing a replay, by the way, of Vassell going up for a layup and Mitchell Robinson was acting like he was going to go block it. And then he kind of pulled back. He might not have got a hand on it anyway, but that's the right hand that has the broken pinky / metacarpal. So he's going to be shooting free throws. They just took a TV timeout. I mean, PJ, he's shooting 29% from the free throw line this postseason. I mean, you know, come on, man. I hate it. But it's fair game. It's a hack a shack, right? That's not the first time, and it sure as hell ain't going to be the last time we see it. But, you know, I'm just checking. How many fouls does Karl Anthony Towns have right now? Why is he's got one foul. Cat played 8 minutes in the first quarter. That's kind of what you're used to seeing in a regular season first quarter from Cat. But
Hart has 2 for the Knicks. He has 2 fouls.
That's why, because Hart's got 2 fouls. I mean, They've already brought in Landry Shamet for a couple of minutes, Deuce McBride for a couple of minutes. But, yeah, look, I think you leave. Well, I mean, I guess if they keep doing it, you take Mitch out and you go small ball here, or you bring Cat in for the rest of the quarter. But then you have Mitchell Robinson to start the second quarter and you take him out with like 6 minutes to go. And then you start him, you know, for the fourth quarter and that's it. I mean, they're going to keep doing this. They're going to stick to this because statistically proven it works. And I can't even blame them. I can't, as a Knicks fan, as much as I want to be pissed and salty that they're doing the Hakimich here, every time Mitchell Robinson is on the floor, the Knicks are in the bonus. The Spurs are going to foul him. He's a terrible free throw shooter, and they'll live if he gets 1 out of 2 every trip. Again, that's two points in 2 trips. All right, that's shooting 50% from the field. If you shot all 2s, 3 points in 3 trips, now all of a sudden, that's like basically you're shooting 33% from the field and you hit a 3 every 3 times down. It's not very good. It's not a reliable strategy here. So I think after Mitch shoots these free throws, I mean, the Spurs are in the bonus too, so you can't even have a take foul. I think the next true stoppage of play, Mitchell Robinson's got to come out of the game. You can't have the Spurs do this every possession for the rest of the quarter. It won't work.
I think that's
it's not.
Yeah. I think that's fair. The foul trouble, though, Pat, that definitely is something to watch. I mean, Hart with the 2, like you said, Cat's already got 1. They got to be careful. On the Spurs side of things, really the only guy in foul trouble right now is Kornet. Which isn't, again, the worst thing, because he really is just in there to spell Wembanyama when he's on the bench and give him minutes. But other than that, they're in pretty much shape, good shape. Wemby doesn't have any fouls. Castle, Vassell, Harper only have one. So the Knicks, when it comes to foul trouble, definitely the team that is worried about that more so. I think Bridges also 0 points up to this point, Pat. Waiting for him to get going. I thought this could be a Bridges series, watching that OKC and San Antonio series and how those other wings, you know, the Cason Wallaces, the Carusos, the Jared McCanns all had their moments where they were able to knock down shots. Obviously, Brunson kind of steps into the SGA role of San Antonio's scouting and their defensive game plan, and that should leave opportunities for the other guys to knock down shots. So I liked Bridges coming in tonight. I know JJ did too. I wonder if at some point here he's going to start getting going for New York.
I mean, they have to. They have to run some sets for him. It's as simple as that. He's only taken one shot. It was a good one. It was a little like 8-foot floater, and he missed it. All right, they're back from the TV timeout. The Spurs lead the Knicks 24-19 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Mitchell Robinson clanks the first free throw. I mean, he's 14 for 47 in the playoffs. He's got to come out of the game at the next stoppage. You can't go the rest of the quarter like this.
I think you're right.
Misses both of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the Spurs will use up all their fouls on Luke Kornet and Carter Bryant. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. Carter Bryant and Luke Kornet are on the floor. 50% of the reason is for that, to just foul Mitchell Robinson right now. De'Aaron Fox hits a three. This is going to get out of hand early here. I can already tell. I can already see it. They're going to foul Mitchell Robinson as soon as the Knicks cross half court here. And there they go. You got to get them out of the game.
Yeah, Cat's getting ready to check in. So they definitely are trying to get him out.
I mean, at this point, PJ, at this point, I'll intentionally foul the Spurs and give him two free throws. You got to get Mitch out of the game. You can't afford another possession to go like this.
It does kind of feel like it's danger time. Now, look, they came back from a 14-point deficit in game one. You don't want to put yourself in that kind of hole in two straight games. But I agree with you. Mitch is going to have to come out. Now, he did make the first free throw, and he made the second one too, Pat. So there you go. How about Mitch stepping up and making both those freebies? So that was huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mini miracle. It's a mini miracle. He's got 3 points on 3 of 6 from the free throw. That's 50%. Well, if he does that, okay, great. But the numbers would tell you he's more liable to go 2 for 5, 2 for 6 if you keep him in. So you got Wemby back in the game now. I mean, this is probably Mitch's last possession. I don't know. I mean, if there's no stoppage of play, then I don't know what's going to happen. And so here's the thing. De'Aaron Fox looks a lot better tonight. He's now got 7 points already in the first quarter. So he's got a lot more bounce in his step, or at least he's just finding ways to get to the bucket. But the Spurs are up by 8 here, PJ. And now, again, they're double-teaming Brunson. They're not letting him get past half court, and they're just deploying that double-team trap. And they're forcing the ball out of his hands, so the Knicks have to make somebody else initiate the offense. And right now, they do have... Do they have? They don't have Deuce on the floor, do they? I think they. No,
they do. Yep.
Yeah, they do. See, you got to get the ball in Deuce McBride's hand. So that's, he's the other point guard on this team. That's what's got to happen. And Brunson's trying to draw fouls, and he's not getting the calls.
He is not. And this is when, I talked about Mikal Bridges a little bit ago. This is when he's going to have to step up when Brunson's double teaming. But yeah, Fox is. I mean, he's already got 9 points for San Antonio, so he's. He's definitely stepping up. All he needed was for us to just talk crap about him and talk about how Dylan Harper needs to be playing more, but he's looked good here early for San Antonio.
Yeah, he has. I'll give him that. Mitch with a dunk, by the way. I can't believe he's still in the game. And they didn't go Hakimich. They haven't gone Hakimich on the last two possessions. I guess they saw him hit two free throws, and they're like, all right, we'll take our chances playing regular defense here, especially because Wemby's back in the game, so... I think this is their normal starting five, so maybe that's just it. Maybe they don't want to take any unnecessary fouls with anybody else. That's probably the only reason why, if I'm being honest, now that I think about it.
I think that's probably true. Yeah, Wemby's been quiet here in the first quarter, Pat. I think he's only just has that one dunk, really.
Took him out early. And I'm a little bit surprised. I don't know why. He didn't have a foul. I'm not going to lie and say I know minute by minute, the Spurs postseason rotations, but I feel like we've seen Wemby play the majority of the first quarter each game that I've watched. I don't know. He came out early. He came out like 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. So look, that, you know what that maybe that tells me, PJ? And I said it last after the win in game one, and I meant it. I didn't just say it to say it and say it because I'm a Knicks fan. I wonder if Wemby is, like, they know that he's, like, physically gassed, that he's fatigued, that he's told them, hey, like, I'm getting tired at the end of these games. Maybe they got to alter his minutes. Maybe they're playing him, you know, first 6 minutes here, give him a break, then he can finish the first quarter, and you have that natural TV timeout at the end of the first quarter. Yeah, he can play for the first few minutes of the second. You give him a quick break in the second. He comes back, plays the rest of the half. But, I mean, otherwise, why would your star player – what other team do you ever see the superstar player play the first 6 minutes and get subbed out?
Yeah, each team is different with these stars and how they decide to kind of give them breaks and how, you know, the Lakers kind of do that a little bit with LeBron at certain times, especially when Luka and Reeves were out. You try and pick certain spots to give them little breathers. I don't know if I've ever seen him do it this early with Wemby, but I do feel like in the past they have given him breaks a little bit in the first quarter. But yeah, he did felt like sat for a little bit longer than he normally does. Nice little steal and layup there for the Knicks to cut it to a 7-point game. So there's 30 seconds left, Pat, in the first quarter. They're down 7. San Antonio's shooting 63% here in the first half, or in the first quarter, excuse me. If the Knicks can get a stop here and another score, and this is only like a 4 or 5 point game going into the second quarter, gotta feel pretty good about things going into quarter two, because it definitely feels like San Antonio could be up by a lot more as Wemby lays it in, make it 9 points.
Yeah, Wemby hits a pump fake and lays it in. I need this Brunson three to go in like I need air, and it doesn't go in. So it's a 9-point game at the end of the first quarter. By the way, Combs makes a great point. I think he's right. Isn't it a technical foul under 2 minutes if you intentionally foul somebody away from the ball? I think then get two free throws and they would get three free throws. I think that's right. I think it's a technical foul. So maybe that's why you didn't see the hack of Mitch with under 2 minutes. That's a good point.
Yeah, I think he's
all right. We'll take a short break. We'll take, actually, you know what? Let's not. Let's, sorry. Hold on here. Let's keep going for a couple more minutes. 310-840-4910 is the number to join the show. End of quarter number one. Spurs lead the Knicks 34-25 in game two of the NBA Finals. I'm Pat Boyle. He's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. Let's just get you a box score look here. So Brunson had the 8 quick points, PJ. He's missed 3 shots in a row. So he's got 8 points on 2 of 8 shooting. OG Anunoby's got 5 points on 2 of 2. Cat's got 5 points and 3 rebounds on 2 of 3. And then off the bench, Mitch with 5 points. The Spurs tried the hack of Mitch. He was able to make his last 2 free throws that he took. So 3 for 6 doesn't look all that bad. Meanwhile, for San Antonio, Champagne, a heater out of the gate. He had the quick 8 points on 2 threes. Hasn't taken a shot since. De'Aaron Fox has stepped up in a big way. PJ, you mentioned that. He's got 9 points after he had just, 9 in all of game one. Wemby's got 5 points and 2 rebounds, but again, he only played 9 out of the 12 minutes in the first quarter. Vassell's got 5 points. Castle's only got 2. Stephon Castle's been kind of quiet, and he only played 7 minutes in the first quarter. You know, San Antonio, both teams kind of going, you know, 8 or 9 deep here in the first quarter. I'm a bit surprised to see the bench play that many minutes in the first quarter. Not so much Dylan Harper. He had 4 points, 2 rebounds, but I think it was more so Luke Kornet, Carter Bryant was the, all right, let's use some fouls here on Mitchell Robinson and let's just make this game physical and muck it up. Meanwhile, you know, for the Knicks, Josh Hart got into some early foul trouble. So that's why they went Landry Shamet. I guess they wanted to give Cat a break. You know why too? Why Karl Anthony Towns came off the floor probably? Because Wemby came off the floor. So I think they want Cat playing Wemby minutes and not...
Sure.
And not have Cat on the floor when Wemby's not on the floor. That's my guess.
That definitely makes a ton of sense, for sure. Yeah, that's going to be interesting, these minutes between Mitch and Towns the rest of the way, especially if the Knicks are able to keep this thing within striking distance and keep it close in the fourth quarter. That's something worth monitoring. Also, Brunson, Pat, he got off to such that great start, 8 points in like the first 3-4 minutes. He played the entire first quarter. He didn't score for the last 8 minutes or so the rest of the quarter. So they got to get Jaylen going once again here in quarter number two. But again, Bridges is the guy that I look at. That's the guy that needs to get going for the Knicks. He's been really good this postseason. Pat, when you have a team like this that has been together for multiple years, you've had multiple cracks at the postseason, and there's something that flips where you finally get over the hump, it's usually that one guy kind of elevates his level. And Bridges has definitely been the best version of himself in a Knicks uniform this postseason. They're going to need him tonight. If they want to win this game, they're going to need a big Bridges game. So I would think he's going to have to step up if New York wants to cut into this 9-point lead or deficit.
I agree. We'll take a short break. Spurs lead the Knicks 34-25 as they start the second quarter. I'm Pat Boyle. He is PJ Glasser in for Brad Evans. And this is BetMGM Tonight right here on Westwood One Sports.
The Hurricanes tied up the Stanley Cup Finals at one game apiece. Now headed to Vegas, Carolina tries their luck on the road. Game three is tomorrow. Westwood One Sports.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Empowered.
Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Amex, your home for live sports, is 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Live scores, sharp options, no waiting till tomorrow. BetMGM Tonight is back.
All right, welcome back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. He's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Speaking of which, the finals are here, and this no-sweat token, belongs in your starting five. Use it on an NBA Finals bet and get bonus bets back if you lose. Take your shot with a no-sweat token for the NBA Finals. Here's how it works. Log into your existing account to receive an NBA Finals no-sweat token. Add a qualifying NBA Finals bet to your bet slip. Bet up to the specified maximum stake and activate the token. And if your bet doesn't win, you'll receive your stake back and bonus bets up to the specified maximum amount. You'll have to excuse the burping there. The wings are going down nice. I got a little seltzer going down nice here, PJ. Knicks are hanging tough. This was in danger of getting away from them, but the Knicks are back within 5 again. Karl-Anthony Towns being aggressive He ain't a cat. He's a big dog. He's got 14 points. Spurs lead the Knicks 39-34, 9 minutes left to go in the second quarter. But, man, for the second straight game, with Jalen Brunson not on the floor, it's Karl Anthony Towns stepping up. He dunked on Wemby before. He just boxed Wemby out, shoved his ass aside. Big cat, bodega cat, having himself a hell of a game again.
I mean, Pat, is he worth betting to win MVP? Like, Brunson's the captain. He had the big moments in game one. He's going to be the closer. It'll be tough if the Knicks win it to not see Brunson winning it. But, I mean, to your point, dude, like, Cat was the MVP of game one. He's already got 14 points here. And considering who he's going up against, where many people already feel like Wemby's the best player in the league, and he's just dominated the matchup through 5.5 quarters, I mean, what do you think? Like, is it worth a couple bucks maybe to throw on Cat MVP?
Dude, I mean, it might be. It might be. He's playing out of his freaking mind. De'Aaron Fox, by the way, I don't know what the hell that was. Him and Deuce McBride got tangled up, or him and Josh Hart got tangled up, and they literally, like, do-si-do'd with each other. Starts dribbling again, and then goes to the bucket and gets a foul and one. Like, what the hell was that? I'm not saying it wasn't
a foul or a travel. How was that? That's got to
be one
of the
two. It should have been one or the other. The play should not have been allowed right. to continue. It should have been a foul on Josh Hart, or it should have been a travel. Like, come on. That was a joke. But, dude, you make a great point. I can't realistically see anybody but Brunson winning the final. I mean, I thought OG was a decent bet at the price that he was, 50-1 or 60-1, whatever it was. But, dude, Karl Anthony Towns, 18 points, 12 rebounds in game one, and neutralized Cat. He's got 14 points and 5 rebounds. We still have 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Like, he's playing some grown-ass man basketball. He might be. He might be, especially, I don't know. If does it matter on who wins this game? Like, if the Knicks win, they go up 2-0. Would you be more willing to bet that Karl Anthony Towns wins finals MVP if the Knicks win, or if they lose this game, or does it not matter?
I think if they win, I'd be more inclined to bet Cat, because you get more volatility when the series is shorter, right? If it goes 6 or 7 games, then over that course over those games, you're going to get the stars that have more opportunities to stat pad and have big moments. Whereas if you have a sweep, I mean, Pat, all it takes is 2 really great games from somebody, and then maybe like a big moment or something in another for them to win MVP. And Cat was the talking point. Brunson finishing that game, but Cat dominating that matchup was the talking point of game one. He's jumping off the screen here in game two. So if they take a 2-0 series lead, they sweep, you go back to the Garden, and he has another great game, I think there is a shot. I agree with you. I just kind of think if the Knicks win, Brunson's going to win. I think that's how it's going to be. But, I mean, with the way the big fella's playing, Pat, it definitely makes you feel like there is a path there, for sure. There is a path for him to get it. And I think if he does win it, you're probably wanting a sweep if you're the Knicks. I think you're wanting a shorter series more so than a longer series.
Well, PJ, big development here. Jose Alvarado just got fouled while shooting a 3 on Stephon Castle. That's his 3rd foul already of the first half. He's got to come out of the ball game. Castle's got 7 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, but he's got 3 fouls. They took him out. And so now, arguably their second-best defender behind Wemby and one of their best overall players. You make the argument Stephon Castle's the second-best player on this team. He's got 3 fouls, and he's probably not coming back until the third quarter. And there's your guy, Mikal Bridges, drilling a big 3 from the corner.
There you go.
And it's a timeout for the Spurs.
That's the guy, Pat. That's the guy. Obviously, Cat's got to keep playing like he is. Brunson's going to need to will him home in the fourth, but Bridges is the guy tonight who's going to have to step up. But I mean, I keep talking about it. It's just like, if you're the Spurs right now, you got to be shaking your head. You got to feel like you're playing pretty well for the most part. You got to feel like this game has kind of been going the way you want it to. Really, the only guy that's hurting you is Cat. Pat, you look up, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's a 3-point game. It's a 3-point game.
Yeah,
and this is what the Knicks do, man. It's crazy every night.
They do. I mean, there's no lead that's safe against them, man. There's right now, what's the largest lead in this game been already? 12. The Spurs got up by 12. It's a 3-point game, like, minutes later. Minutes later. And Brunson's been on the bench. You know, Brunson played the whole first quarter. It's Karl Anthony Towns. It's Mikal Bridges, you know, drilling a big three right there. And it's the rebounding, once again, of Josh Hart. And the Spurs, they've been turning the ball over here a bunch in this second quarter. So, it's crazy. It's really been Karl Anthony Towns, though, leading the way, man. I mean, he has been a man possessed. I think you said it, and it dawned on me when you said it, PJ. Karl Anthony Towns has a legit shot to win Finals MVP. He really does.
I think so too. I'm kind of searching around and seeing maybe if there are any books that kind of have this up, like, live. We can react to it in real time to see how these markets move, because Brunson's definitely going to be your favorite. But, like, I kind of think at this point, especially with the Knicks up 1-0 in the series, like, Cat is almost probably the second betting favorite right now over Wemby. But yeah, I mean, Pat, I think there's a case, man. He's just been so good. I love the aggressive mindset. It's not the scoring, but the rebounding and the defense, the impact that he's having. Again, Wemby's been a non-factor tonight. He's got 5 points, 4 rebounds. He's really not doing much. He's probably still hanging around the perimeter a little bit too much. Cat definitely took this matchup personally. He wanted to kind of show Wembanyama that, as talented as he is, he's still a young guy and maybe has to learn from some of the better players in the league. I mean, what an indictment this is on Chet Holmgren, Pat. Like, I keep coming back to that. I mean, we all could see how ugly it was in real time, and we knew it was bad. But then you just watch what Cat's doing in this series, and how can you not? I mean, if you're a Thunder fan, player, somebody in that front office, they got an issue. Especially if you're OKC, you know that there's only one team in the West that you got to worry about. It's this one. And if that's what Chet's going to give you against Wemby, when you look at what Cat's doing, that's an issue OKC's got, man. But what a performance so far from Cat up to this point.
Well said. Well said. I mean, look, and Chet Holmgren was the runner-up for Defensive Player of the Year to Wemby. He was the runner-up to Wemby. He was third-team All-NBA. He was an All-Star. And he's first-team All-Defense. I mean, I don't know, man. I made the argument last week, you know, in the days after the Spurs knocked out the Thunder, and I said, I just don't know how you can give up on Chet Holmgren if you're the Thunder. Like, it's different if we see it again next year, or if we see it again 2 years from now, and it's like, all right, it's happened twice in a 3-year span where Wemby just dominates Chet Holmgren, and, like, mentally he can't, he's afraid of him, he's afraid of the moment. Then I could see it. It's one time. I'm not looking to trade Chet Holmgren this offseason if I'm Oklahoma City. He's way too good defensively. He's 23 years old, and he's not a bad offensive. He had a big Game 7 last year against the Pacers. He had like 18 points and 10 rebounds in that Game 7 win last year. So it's like, I'm not giving up on that guy just because of one series. But, you know, those trade talks with them and Giannis, I feel like those are going to get loud because that's what we do as sports fans, and that's what people do. And, you know, especially with Shams and the agenda that you know, it feels like the NBA has had to make it as noisy as possible with Giannis and trying to get him out of Milwaukee. It's not going to quiet down anytime soon.
No, no doubt about it. And look, I mean, if you're OKC, what a draft this is for you, because Ademara, the big man from Michigan, just feels like the perfect Thunder. And he's right in that range where they can maybe package some picks for him if they want to move up and get him. But yeah, like, I agree with you that with OKC, especially with the money that you paid him, you really can't give up on him just after this one postseason. But you definitely can do some things to help him out down low. And Mara definitely can give you that for Michigan. So I think if I'm Sam Presti in OKC, that's the guy I'm looking at.
Dude, Dylan Harper comes out of the timeout, hits a reverse layup, nearly made a big play happen in transition. I can't believe how good this kid is at 20. And here we go. You got a tip pass by Cornette, and Harper takes it. Wow, what a play. I think OG just stuffed him while backpedaling on the run, and then Bridges grills a triple in transition. Bookmark that freaking play, dude. Dylan Harper off of a tip pass by Cornette. Dylan Harper's got one-on-one with OG, and I believe it was OG, and he goes to dunking on him, and OG just swats it right back in his face, and in transition, Mikal Bridges hits a three. I mean, that this could have been 46-39, and instead it's 44-42. OG backpedaling, swats Dylan Harper. What a freaking play.
It's a great call. It almost is reminiscent of that Game 7 play when Cornette had that block that led to the Castle layup, and that was kind of right, the game. Those kind of plays, Pat, when you can have those shifts like that, those five-point swings, those are massive. But again, I mean, the guy that I was calling for, Bridges, he's hit these two big threes, and he's given the Knicks a big lift. The fact that they can take the lead here on this possession is pretty crazy. They're the real deal, dude. They really are the real deal. It's, you know, if this series does come back to San Antonio for a potential game five, I don't think you can give 6.5 points anymore with the Knicks. They're just too good. We keep waiting for them to just have some kind of slip up. Like, we keep waiting because this is the greatest run of basketball we've ever seen at the professional level, what they're doing. But they just keep, on playing their game, man. And it hasn't been pretty so far this series. There's no question. The Spurs are mucking it up and they're making it ugly, but the Knicks are answering. And let's see, are they reviewing like a kickball here? Or
I think they're reviewing to see whether or not it's a foul on Josh Hart for tripping Vassell and he sticks his hand out. I think they're going to get Josh Hart on a flagrant one here. They're definitely going to get him. Vassell picked Josh Hart's pocket as he was bringing the ball up past half court, and Hart goes down to try to get the ball. And as he goes down, the ball squirts away, and then he puts his hand out and he trips Devin Vassell, and he's going to get a flagrant one for this.
Yep, for sure. So that's going to be his third. So he's going to have three, and Castle's going to have three for San Antonio. So yeah, good call by you.
Although I guess, could you potentially make the argument, PJ, that Vassell kicked the ball before that trip by Josh Hart ever happens? You know, just because it's unintentional kickball doesn't mean it's not a kickball. I don't know the rules on if a ball is unintentionally. I mean, I feel like anytime the ball hits somebody's shoe, it's a kickball no matter what. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll
just
see.
Because it
we'll
wasn't in a pass or off a deflection, you know, the way that, I mean, again, Ariel Hakpourty on the Knicks bench is kind of like consoling Josh Hart. He's shaking his head. I think he knows he's getting a flagrant one. I think they're going to make this a flagrant one. That's going to be Josh Hart's third foul, and the Spurs are going to have two free throws and the basketball, and then Hart's going to be on the bench for the rest of the half, and you're going to see probably Landry Shamet back in the game.
Yep. That looks like what's going to happen. So let's see. Yeah, the refs have made their decision. So, yeah, this could be a big little moment here in the game. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. I don't have any audio, so we'll just have to wait for – yeah,
there's no way they make this a flagrant two. They did make it a flagrant foul, and he's definitely mm-hmm. not ejected. I mean, that would be the worst call in history. So, yeah, flagrant foul one on Hart. He's got three fouls. He's going to be on the bench the rest of the half. We'll take a short break. Spurs lead the Knicks 44-42, 5:12 left to go in the second quarter. Knicks up 1-0 in the NBA Finals. I'm Pat Buwille. He's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. We'll have more live reaction from the NBA Finals when we return. This is BetMGM tonight on Westwood One Sports.
University of Texas has won the Women's College World Series, sweeping Texas Tech in the championship series. It's the Longhorns' second title in program history, having now won back-to-back years. Westwood One Sports.
Whoa. Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa. Like your car insurance, it's custom to, Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu, well now you can go and take that cruise. Liberty, 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 Liberty,
qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000. Use code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Unfiltered, unadulterated sports. You've come to the right place. 95.7 FM, The Fan, Rochester.
When the game goes live, the conversation turns up. BetMGM Tonight continues now.
Welcome back, BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. He's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. Number to join the show, 310-840-4910. The Knicks were down 12 in the first half. They briefly had the lead, and then Devin Vassell just hit a three-pointer and a foul, so a four-point play for the Spurs. But, man, PJ,
whew,
Knicks,
some good action, Pat.
Here.
It's some Knicks good action.
Yeah, Knicks getting it done in this second quarter. The ball movement, you were talking about it. It is sensational right now from the Knicks in the half court. They get one Spurs player out of rotation, and then it's just pop, 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 pop. Swing the ball around, find the open guy. Well, dribble drive, kick it out, find the open man. Mikal Bridges has hit three threes in this quarter alone, and he's got 9 points, but that was a nice response from San Antonio. Again, the Knicks were down 12, then they just took the lead. But Devin Vassell just hit a three, and Brunson kind of caught him on the head as he was shooting. So, four-point play, Spurs back up by three. But it's been a great game so far. Too many whistles, too many fouls, but it's been a great game.
I mean, the comeback Knicks, man. They've done it again. Spurs get a double-digit lead. The Knicks just erase it, and we got a three-point game with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and now Brunson is starting to get going. I think that was his first – that was his second field goal since he had those 8 points in like the first 3-4 minutes of the game. So he's got 12 points right now. But yeah, this is a big final 3 minutes for San Antonio, especially without Castle. They've done a pretty decent job without him so far. Bridges is starting to get going. Shamit's had some big buckets. But now Brunson, ooh, that was a big miss right there.
Wide open.
He's starting to heat up. Yeah, that was a good look.
Here's the thing. We've said it. Wemby not having a great game. I mean, he's got like 75% of his points at the free throw line, especially two on a technical foul by Mitchell Robinson. And he just doesn't look comfortable. He's hesitant.
Yeah.
He doesn't look confident. Yeah. He's had a couple of possessions where he was going at Mitchell Robinson and looked like he was going to take a shot and then passed it off last second.
I think for people out there listening, Wemby over points, I think, could be a good live bet in the second half. I think San Antonio is going to go into the locker room. It's going to be a close game. We got 2:07 to play until intermission. We'll see who ends up leading going into the half, or maybe it's a tie game. But, Pat, I mean, again, if you're San Antonio, the season's on the line. You got to win this game pretty much. And if they're going to go down, they got to go down with Wemby. He's got four shots. He's 2-for-4 from the field. You can't have that, man. Of all the starters, him and Champagne only have four field goals. Fox has taken 8, Vassell's taken 7, Castle's taken 7, and Harper has taken 8 off the bench. Wemby's taken four shots. That can't happen in a game like this. So I think they get in the locker room. The team's going to talk about it. The coaches are going to talk about it. They got to get number one going. They have to. So
I thought this
definitely
look sorry.
At his live point. No, I was just going to say I was going to look up what his live point total is because I think that could definitely be a live bet for me here in the second half.
I just, you know, I thought he was the face of the league. I thought he was the best player in the NBA already. But, you know, second straight game, he's underperforming in the NBA finals. Maybe the lights are too bright for him. Shout out Jared Allen. You mentioned, I mean, he's taken, it shows in the box score, he's got four field goal attempts. I think he's got six because he's been to the free throw line two times while shooting. And he got, you know, he's taken five free throws. One of those came on a technical foul by Mitchell Robinson. So he's had two other shots that don't count because he's got fouled on him. But even then, at most, six field goal attempts. And two of them were from deep. So he's only taken four true attempts from inside the arc. And I agree with you. That can't happen. One of them was, he got a running start on a dunk. And I think the other was like right in the beginning of the game. So he's got to step up, man. And I think that the Knicks have done a tremendous job defending him. A lot of Karl Anthony Towns, a lot of Mitchell Robinson. I thought it was going to be like the heaviest task OG Anunoby has ever had to face because he was going to have to guard Wemby for like the majority of the games. It hasn't been like that. The Knicks have said to Kat, hey, man, go out and defend him. Go out and make life difficult. He's done it. Mitchell Robinson, I knew Mitch would put up a good fight against him, and he has, and they've put OG on him, you know, a couple times. I'm not seeing it too often. He just looks, he looks out of rhythm. He looks lost. He looks like he doesn't know what to do right now, Wemby, on offense, and that's a problem for the Spurs. And again, thank goodness for De'Aaron Fox stepping up the way he has tonight, and Champagne giving them those eight quick points in the first, like, 3 minutes of the game. Otherwise, I mean, this comeback would have happened a lot sooner. You know, Spurs got off to a fast start in the first quarter in game one. Remember, they were up, what was the score after the first quarter in game one? Because they were down 14-7. They went on a big run. Spurs were up 27-19 after the first quarter in game one. They were up 34-25 after the first quarter here in game two. The Knicks had to wait till the third quarter to catch them. They already caught them here tonight, PJ. So again, we're going to go to halftime. Both teams will regroup. And I keep expecting the Spurs to maybe pull away. And the Knicks keep doing it, man. Like they're got to be one of the most, they might be the greatest underrated team in NBA history. That might take a second to process, but I think they're underrated. They haven't lost in 12 straight games and people are still talking about them. I feel like they don't deserve more respect or anything. Like they might be the greatest underrated team of all time.
I think that's you should put that on a t-shirt maybe. That's a great call by you.
Greatest underrated team of all time.
Greatest underrated team of all time. I love that. Pat, real quick, I'm going to throw two bets at you. I want you to tell me which one you think you'd rather take. Wembanyama live over 22.5 points at like -114, or would you take him to hit 3 3-pointers live because he doesn't have any? So would you take him at 3 threes at +600? Which one would you rather take?
No, I would take the points thinking that he'll probably get to the free throw line a ton. He'll be aggressive. He'll get to the charity stripe. Even if he doesn't hit threes or shoot the ball well, he'll be able to get to the free throw line. But, I mean, he's got seven right now. Assuming he doesn't score again, or maybe you assume that he'll score one more bucket, he'll have 9 at the half, and then you need 14 in the second half. I mean, sooner or later, man, he's got to take over. He didn't take over in the fourth quarter. Is the exact opposite in game one. He's got to take over in game two here tonight.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a short break. Minute to go in the first half. Game two, Spurs led by as many as 12. They just turned it over again. It's a one-point game with a minute to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back for the final hour. I'm Pat Boyle. He's PJ Glasser in for Brad Evans. This is BetMGM tonight.
Sports.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we want you to know that if you need a positive sign toward achieving your goal of home ownership, this is it. Because even though today's housing market can seem discouraging, our Home Buyer's Choice Loan offers members down payment options as low as 0% with no required private mortgage insurance. Look for your sign today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/zerodown.
If you're 75 or older, ask yourself this. Do you still need your life insurance policy? Or does selling your life insurance for a large, immediate cash payout make more sense? With Benefit Advance, you can sell all or part of your life insurance for a lot of money. Call 888-200-7156. That's 888-200-7156.
Benefit Advance is not a licensed broker or purchaser of life insurance policies and refers policy owners to licensed purchasers. Currently affiliated with Life Insurance Center.